Welcome to the ULM Forum. I'm Jay Curtis. My guest today, Connie Lewis, is an assistant professor in the School of Nursing here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. Welcome to the ULM Forum.
Thank you.
First, you're here to talk about National Immunization Awareness Month, and we're going to get into that in just a minute. But first, tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, my background is I graduated from the ULM School of Nursing in 1989. I went to work at North Monroe Hospital and worked there focusing mostly on pediatrics, which was my love. And I went a little bit into the information security department for a little while, and then I applied to ULM to become an instructor. I was hired, and I started my master's program. I graduated from Grambling in 2007 with my master's program in nursing, focusing on education. And I have just recently been accepted into a PhD program at the University of Mississippi in Jackson, and so I will be starting that next week, actually.
One of the things I think is fascinating about your approach, where you are in the School of Nursing, is that you're also practicing.
Exactly. I do work PRN at St. Francis Medical Center, so I do try to do a little hands-on, keep active in my clinical role so that I can be a more effective educator.
How valuable is that to students to be being taught by somebody who's working in the field?
Well, I think that our experience speaks for itself as we are teaching in the classroom. We can also intersperse that with personal experiences that we're having or have had in the past. And so I think it helps the students understand the concepts better.
So August is for the month is National Immunization Awareness Month. I know this coincides with the beginning of school for a lot of people.
Exactly.
Why August and why now?
Well, August provides the perfect opportunity for us to remind the community of the importance of getting their children or themselves catching up on their shots. You want to make sure your family and your friends are up to date. And August is the perfect month simply because younger children are being enrolled in school for the first time, and also older students are entering college for the first time. Elementary schools and colleges do have requirements for their students to have their shots. The healthcare workers are preparing for the upcoming flu season. So August is a perfect month to initiate this awareness.
And we like to think of flu season as being very far away, but it's not really.
Exactly. We start preparing earlier.
Why are immunizations important from a public health standpoint?
Well, the viruses and the bacteria that cause preventable diseases and death still exist. People not protected by vaccines can become infected, which could result in hospitalization and death. Vaccines became a required part of childhood in the early 1950s. And while there were only a few at that time, there are many more today. The good news is children are protected from many serious diseases. The bad news is there are a lot of shots that they have to take. So while more vaccinations are added each year, work is being done on combining these vaccines so that we can reduce the number of shots that children have to take.
Well, when you look at the number of diseases that have been either eradicated or greatly reduced over the last half century, it's really amazing.
Exactly. Polio, measles, so many things have been supposedly eradicated, and then every once in a while we'll see a reinsurgent of one of these maybe. And so that they're always watching for that, though.
So in a general sense, who ought to be immunized? Who ought to be really looking at, hey, where am I on these?
Well, with all the different diseases that we can be immunized against, everyone needs to be immunized. It actually starts at birth. Children, when they are born in the hospitals, they're given the hepatitis B vaccine. And so it actually starts at birth. Children are given shots at 2, 4, and 6 months of age, and then around 12 to 15 months, and then again around 4 before they start school or pre-K or whatever. And then some of these shots need to be repeated to in later childhood, like 10 or 12 years of age, like the tetanus shot. We do know that the tetanus shot is given every 10 years. And so it's very important to stay up on that. And then they're coming out with new vaccines, too. For instance, the HPV, which is the human papillomavirus vaccine that was initially given to girls at a young age to prevent cervical cancer. Well, now it is looked at as something that can be given to boys from like 9 to 18 to prevent genital warts. So it's actually evolving to being used for boys and girls to prevent disease.
Wow, I hadn't heard that one. Let's talk about some reasons that parents might have objections to vaccines, because there are a number of those that have come across recently and over the last several years.
Well, I will say that we kind of got a bad rap because of the association with a preservative that's used in the vaccines. There were claims that it was linked to cases of autism. And so what we what they have done is done studies, and there's actually studies that show that there is no link. However, the CDC decided to take that preservative out of the vaccines so that there would not even be an issue of that. Another thing is children are not being immunized due to religious beliefs, possibly, or to the fact that they may have a chronic illness or taking medications that would prevent them from receiving a live virus in the vaccine. And there are also philosophical issues that parents can claim as a reason to not have their children kept up on their immunizations or even initiated. What they have found out in studies that states that do allow them to do that, these areas where it's really easy to maintain that philosophical issue or sign up for that, the cases of these diseases are showing up twice the rate as they are in areas that there's not such an easy way to opt out.
Is Louisiana one of those states?
Louisiana does. One thing is important to remember is immunizations are recommended. The parent always has the right to opt out. There's consequences to that, though. They have to take it seriously. Like if their child is sick, they have to agree not to send their children to school because they really may not know what it is, or they may not know whether it's something that could be catching to other children. And so they have to take that very seriously if they choose not to. But it is the parent's choice. I'm not really sure the rate in Louisiana as far as parents that opt out.
I have to follow up there that if a parent is worried about what a child may have when a child is sick, if they're sending the child to school, aren't the other children immunized?
Well, some may be and some may not be, or some may not have been caught up on other immunizations. Some may not have completed the series if there was a series of immunizations, so they may not have complete coverage, and you really may not know. There are temptations to send your children to school with a runny nose or maybe a little cough.
Yeah, I grew up with really allergies. You know, our noses ran all the time. It wasn't a big deal.
Exactly. But anyway, so it's a very big parent responsibility to decide to or to opt out.
And something else that you see, occasional news stories that will crop up with side effects from various vaccines.
Right. There are side effects. For the most part, they are like redness and swelling at the site and maybe a little low-grade fever. A lot of times moms are instructed to maybe give them a dose of aspirin-free pain relievers such as Tylenol prior to the shots, and also to continue that within the 24-hour period after, as recommended by the package, to alleviate some of that pain and discomfort that might arise from having the shot. I know when your children are little and they're getting their shots, and you have to be really careful, especially when they get in their little leg or something, because sometimes they'll cry and it'll be because you might have accidentally bumped it or something. So it is sore and it's tender and all, and they're fussy.
It's hard on the kids, but it's hard on the parents too.
Exactly, because they're not themselves for a little while, but it's just really mild things. Now, there are some more moderate side effects, such as a high fever, and there have been seizures reported, but those are very few and far between, and it's not something that happens routinely at all.
So. Well, that was my next question. I'm talking with Connie Lewis. She's an assistant professor in the School of Nursing here at ULM. We're talking about August as National Immunization Awareness Month. Since August is a month when a lot of people are getting immunizations before going back to school, when should a parent be concerned about a side effect that might be beyond, you know, just a low-grade fever or pain at the injection site?
Well, there are certain vaccines that may cause more of a response in the side effects, such as the redness and swelling. But they are usually told when the children receive the shots what to look for and what definitely to call and report. So they are left there with, you know, they leave there with the knowledge of what they need to do if something were to occur out of the ordinary.
Where is it easiest for people to get immunized? There are a number of different options.
Well, yeah, there are different options. Many people choose to take their children to their family to their physician or to their healthcare provider, and they actually keep a record of the shots and everything. And, or some people might go to the health unit, to the public health unit, and also school-based clinics are kind of new to the area in that it has been initiated in a couple of the schools in our area, and. One of the focuses on that is getting seniors prepared for their for starting college. So by the time they get out of school, they're up to date on all their shots, and they have received the shots that are required for entering college.
And there are a couple of those going on in partnership with ULM, too, some grant money.
Well, there is a school-based clinic in West Monroe that West Monroe High School is affiliated with, and we as ULM take our students there to help with giving these shots and educating the students and making sure that that the students get a hands-on experience.
That's an important way of going about it because it's the students getting experience
exactly.
while also benefiting the community.
Exactly. So actually we are teaching, but the students are also learning. So it's definitely a benefit.
There's a new concept that's come up recently in looking at public health. It's the concept of community immunity. What can you tell us about that?
Well, that is when we protect our community by maintaining high rates of keeping our children immunized, and not only our children, but our older children and adults. And if you have a large percentage of your population vaccinated, it can help prevent or reduce the spread of certain infectious diseases. We do have individuals who cannot be vaccinated, so those that are not vaccinated are offered some protection because the disease has little opportunity to spread within a well-immunized community. So the higher percentage we have that are immunized, the more protection we are providing to those who cannot be immunized. It's also called herd protection, H-E-R-D,
okay. In
other words, for the general community. And so some people may have heard of it in that way. Protecting the majority with safe, effective vaccines also protects those who cannot be immunized.
That's an interesting concept.
Yes.
If people want some more information, there's a wealth of anything when you look up immunizations on the website. Where are some official places to go?
The best place to go is to the CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control. They have a wealth of information. They talk about all the different issues regarding immunizations. They have all the recommended schedules for immunizations. One of the things that I like to emphasize to parents is they have a catch-up schedule that you can also adhere to if you have fallen behind for any reason. There is just a wealth of information there, and I would encourage anyone who wants to learn more about it or needs some information to go to the CDC website.
Well, that's cdc.gov?
Yes.
Okay. August as National Immunization Awareness Month. I'm talking with Connie Lewis. She's assistant professor in the School of Nursing. And recent news in the School of Nursing, getting back into the newly renovated nursing building.
Oh, yes. We are so excited. We just moved back in this summer. We were displaced for 2 years in the library, and we're so thankful that the library accommodated us. Well, not just the library, but other places throughout the campus. But the majority, the School of Nursing did transfer to the library. And just recently, we moved back. Like I said, this summer, we're so excited because there's been a lot of renovation done due to some problems with being flooded. And so we have new offices, new office equipment, new labs. It's just wonderful. Our auditorium's been remodeled. We're just so excited. It's just like a new building.
Well, and it's curious that everything reopens just in time for a very special birthday.
Exactly. This year, we are celebrating the 50th year of the School of Nursing here at ULM. So we are very excited. We will be hosting an open house for that at some point, maybe in September. Not really sure of the date, but it's going to be twofold in that not only are we celebrating our 50th anniversary, but we're also wanting everyone to come see our new building. It's new building in that it's new to us. It's an old building. It's been there for a long time. I actually graduated from that building.
Assistant Professor in the School of Nursing, Connie Lewis, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
Comments or questions about the show can be emailed to woodard@ulm.edu or send them to ULM Forum, care of KEDM Public Radio, 250 Stubbs Hall, 401 Bayou Drive, Monroe, Louisiana, 71209. Podcasts of the ULM Forum are available online at kedm.org in the listening room.